Hi there, Russell Davis here, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. It's very easy on this fertility journey, if you've got a diagnosis, to think it's your fault. To think you're the one stopping your partner being the parent they want to be, and feel guilty of it. I know I did on our journey. I very much felt guilty when at one point I had a diagnosis, my wife's fertility was fine. How do we stop this guilt? How do we stop thinking this way? Let's dive in and explore that in this episode. Hi there. I love it when people contact me asking me to speak to a particular subject. And someone's asked me to speak to the subject of how do we stop feeling guilty, or how do we stop blaming ourselves or feeling it's our fault that we can't have children. And I think it's a really great question, and I can really relate to it. So my wife and I had a 10-year journey of fertility, and for many years my wife was focusing on her well-being, her health, because I guess she was diagnosed with the fertility problem. And after many years, she got her full cycle back and had no reason why we couldn't have children naturally. Then they found out I was infertile. And it felt like getting almost to the finish line of a marathon, only to be told, oh no, you've got to do it all over again. And this time it's going to be harder. And I felt guilty. I felt guilty my wife couldn't have the children she so desired, she craved. She craved to be a mother. She was like born to be a mother. I felt guilty she couldn't give all this love she had to her own child. So how do we stop this thinking? How do we stop thinking it's our fault? Well, let's look at the word fault. The word fault comes from the Latin falsus, to mean spurious, deceptive. Actually means something a bit unknown, it's a mystery. But in our society, we hate the unknown. Our thinking hates the unknown. Even nowadays, there's no such thing as an accident. There has to be someone's fault, someone to blame. We bring judgment into it. Because part of our brain doesn't like the unknown. It gets scared of the unknown. It likes to know. Because it thinks we need to know to stay safe, to be secure. That's the mammalian part of our brain. But the thing is, we come into the world what I call inside out. If you look at a baby or a toddler, they don't question their sense of okayness, their psychological well-being. They don't compare themselves to others. They just know they're okay for who they are. And they live in a world full of unknownness. Everything's so new to them. But because they have this sense of okayness within them, that turns the unknownness into a wonder. They crawl around the world with a sense of wonder. Because deep down they know they're okay. They have a sense of security is within them. But the thing is, as we grow a little bit older, as kids, we start to interpret things around us. Whether it's our parents' moods, or how kids are in the playground, that mammalian part of our brain just wants the pack to be secure, and our position in the pack to be secure starts interpreting things around us and starts making it about us. Makes our parents' mood about us. Makes other kids' behavior about us. And we start thinking what we need to think to get that unconditional positive regard in the pack, to feel safe, to feel basically feel liked, to feel loved, to feel accepted. And we start thinking what we need to think for people to think good of us. We start becoming what I call outside in. Thinking we need certain external factors, whether it's what someone thinks or certain circumstances, to be okay on the inside, to feel safe, loved or secure on the inside. We end up with a very much more busy mind. But how do we create those factors, control the external environment, which at the end of the day we can't. It's an illusion of control. So the more we begin to realize where our sense of okayness, security, lovability, where those things come from, that they're within us, they're innate, We came into the world with them. They're part of us. Our soul knows we're okay. Whatever happens in this world, we can deal with it. We'll work it out. We're okay. We're no less of a human being. Whatever happens in the world, our value, our lovability is equal to everyone else in the world. Whatever we do, whatever mistakes we make, whatever we do or don't achieve in this world, our value is not dependent on those things. Our soul knows that. But it's a still, soft flute in the background we touch on in moments of quiet. But our head is this brass band of outside-in, insecure thinking that needs to know, scared of not knowing. And the more we see through the illusion of those insecure thoughts, the more we begin to know who we really are. There's nothing we need externally to be okay, to be safe. We're not really looking for judgment or fault or blame. We're more comfortable with not knowing. We're more comfortable with not knowing what the future will bring. We're more comfortable knowing where our value, our worth is within us for who we are. We have nothing to prove in this world. And then it becomes less about fault. Having a baby becomes more of a desire rather than a need. And there's less judgment on ourselves and others, and less fear of other people's judgment. If we're scared of other people's judgments, it's normally because we judge ourselves quite a lot. That's that insecure outside-in thinking. The more you know you're okay for who you are, the less power that thinking has. It still may come to mind to mean you stop thinking it, but you see it for what it is. You don't give it the second thought, the third thought. See, our thoughts are never the problem. The fact you may think it's your fault is not the problem. It's the fact that part of you believes it or goes on a journey with that train of thoughts and it takes you into a low place. The more you see that thought for what it is, a habit, from that part of us as a kid was looking for that outside in this, that external reassurance, that external validation for a sense of okayness on the inside. And that's okay. It started in all innocence. It's carried on out of habit. The more we see these thoughts and feelings for what they are, they have less power. We can accept them and see them for what they are, and they move on. And the more you begin to find more space between your thinking, that knows you're okay, that you're loved, lovable, acceptable, and worthy for who you are. You're okay for who you are. You're okay for who you are.